CMPD's video observation room is a little bit sci-fi.
This is about as good as it gets.
Captain Steve Willis points past two rows of desks and monitors to a flashing wall, a mosaic of 42-inch high-definition TVs. 24 of the giant screens flit between images of streets, intersections, and uptown parking lots.
Each of those monitors can display a single camera image, four cameras, eight cameras, whatever we choose to put up there. So if we're working a particular operation and it benefits to make one camera image across four 42-inch monitors, then we can certainly do that.
It's quiet right now. Four officers in street clothes control the direction and zoom of more than 500 cameras. The vast majority look out on major intersections for traffic reasons. Over 100 are in Uptown, the safest area of the city. Most of them came from the DNC, and police want to move about 40 of those into high-crime areas, along with other DNC equipment like gunshot-detecting sensors. Willis says that will expand the force's reach.
We only have so many officers that are so many cars and can be in so many places at one time, and not to mention that it's recorded.
The Druid Hills neighborhood is a likely camera location, with a violent crime rate four times the city average. Johnny Harris's barbershop is in a strip mall on Statesville Avenue. Harris says every store in the mall has been broken into, and he'd welcome the police's eye.
It would be a great idea to have security cameras all over this little area down here. It helped the police in finding their suspects quicker. I like that. I like that idea. Plus, it prevent crime. You know, I think if people know there's a camera on them, they'll be less likely to commit a crime.
Studies are mixed about the effectiveness of cameras. They tend to vary by the city and the report's author. And CMPD doesn't have any statistics about how cameras have reduced crime in Charlotte. But police say they've caught break-ins and assaults on tape uptown, and that's helped solve cases. But wherever cameras are added, questions about privacy tend to follow. Mike Menno is the spokesman for the North Carolina chapter of the ACLU.
There's a real fear that they can begin tracking individuals' movements, whether or not they are suspects in a criminal investigation. And I think that's something that every citizen should be concerned about.
Charlotte's 500 cameras pale in comparison to Chicago's 8 to 10,000. To boost its numbers, CMPD wants to connect to the cameras private businesses use outside their stores. Captain Willis says no businesses have agreed yet because that part of the plan is in its early stages. But Mike Ryan says they can use his cameras. He's the manager of Mr. Charles Chicken and Fish in Druid Hills.
My privacy is my privacy. I mean, let's not get that, you know, kind of wrong in that area. But if I can, you know, put a camera here or there to help the community and help the safety of this of Charlotte, I don't have a problem with it.
A few people in the neighborhood worried police can use the tapes to track their movements, even if they haven't committed a crime. They also wouldn't go on my tape. Captain Willis says that's not the intention, but he also points out that cameras are now part of public life.
Everywhere you go. I mean, even if you go to the mall, there's cameras at the mall. And when you go into the individual stores at the mall, there's cameras in there, and they're watching you make your transaction. They're watching you select the clothes that you select. But their intent is for the safety of their employees and the safety of you while you're at their property. And that's all that we're looking for.
The first cameras will be moved next month. And Willis says in April, CMPD will start to meet with communities where the cameras have been installed. The expanded surveillance will also require more manpower. Willis says the department is looking to train new camera operators. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.